I so admire Joe Rogan's podcast. I so admire what a phenomenal host he is for that. But I like listening to all the variety of guests that come on and thinking from all different directions. I think he's just a great at interviewing and very open on all sides. And I thought it was a brilliant move when YouTube censored him that he went to Spotify. It's brilliant. And it's like so encouraging. And I pray Spotify embraces the model of just letting people. That's what makes the podcast world so incredible, is that we're not limited to what we talk about. We can say whatever we want. Now, me being in the financial industry, I can only say and do so much because there's regulations on me and what I do in my company being an investment advisor. It's so great. And I think from an investment standpoint, and to start watching and watching what emerges. But I think there's going to be some really interesting solutions to what has now become a problem with Facebook and Twitter. I really don't think that's what made their platforms so great, is everyone, right or wrong, could speak their minds.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast. And I have my awesome co-host, Tammy B, to entertain you and me.
That's a tall order. Yeah. I don't know if I can do that. I'll try.
I just love it every time. I'm playing tennis with a good friend and client last week. And he's all, Tammy's just awesome. I'm all, yeah. Cool. He didn't use the word awesome, but you could tell she's so good. Oh. I'm like, she is. She's great. I'm craving the day. Someone calls and throws in like, I'm so good once in a while too.
I'm pretty sure that has happened, but you have selective memory.
But anyway, I'm so grateful to have you on the show. So thank you, Tammy B. And last episode was kind of like, it's all about the details. And today, kind of to continue on that theme, I mentioned talking about math is truth. And so anyway, today's topic is seeking truth. I think, math is seeking truth, the truth.
With a massive question mark behind it, yeah, seeking truth.
Well, one thing, I don't even want to say his name, but he's been a big mentor for me. It's why I'm in the industry. But I was at one of his workshops years ago and it really bugged me, but there's a lot of truth to what he said. And he said, we're a nation of lies. Like, he loved this country. I mean, he passed away a couple of years ago. But he says, unfortunately, we're a nation of lies. And it's very fascinating to me how, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because it's just easier. We're just so adaptable. That makes us, our humanity is what makes us humane, but also makes us so agreeable in certain areas. And quite often, I am very truthful. It's really fun. I was talking to a really nice advisor out of Georgia. He's from India and he's asked me to work on some cases with his clients. And so we're doing some work together and very nice man. And he was interviewing me, over the last month. I mean, he was really interviewing. It's like, gosh, that's like an hour and a half interview to make sure I was the right, person, to help him with his clients, which I really respected.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Absolutely. Exactly. It's something you would do.
And, so he's from India. And so I don't know all his background, but we were going through things and I mentioned to him, math is truth. So I thought it'd be fun. He's like, man, that's awesome. Can I use that? And well, yeah, math is truth, right? And just talking about my engineering background and why I love engineering, why I love my clients, why I hate the financial industry and love it at the same time. And it's all about the truth piece, right? We're talking about the details. I mentioned it's like misdirection, like magicians and sleight of hand. Like, what makes magicians so effective, right, is they have you focus on one thing, there's a misdirection. And so we're talking about, on our last episode, how you can show something. And I love educating, and this was the hardest thing for me years ago, is I would just go straight into the math. I go straight into the numbers, straight into showing rates of return, internal rates of returns, the differences between geometric mean and average rates of return, and how it is those details are so important, which the industry just glosses over. And they do this sleight of hand. They'll say, oh yeah, well, the average rate of return's been 25% in this investment, as an example. When the reality is, when you dive into it and you look at the geometric mean, you look at the internal rate of return, or like, I also like how it is stated, by other people I admire, actual rate of return, it could be zero. And so those details are important. That's why I like saying math is truth. And, but going back, talking with him. And so it's just a really great conversation. And at the end, he asked me when I was born, what month. And I'm not into the sign thing. I'm not into it. I respect a lot of beliefs and philosophies and faith because you can see this universal truth out there. Does that make sense? And you look at a lot of religions. I mean, they all have this common truth to them. Does that make sense? They overlap. And that shows our humanity. And so at the end, he's all, hey, what month are you born? You know what day? And month. And I told him, and he said, oh, you're a Sagittarius. He said, do you realize that of all the profound strengths of a Sagittarius is truth?
Oh, interesting.
Integrity, honor. Trustworthiness, awesome. Trustworthiness. And so that sealed everything after talking for a long time, is that he knew he could trust me.
Right. That is so cool. I did not know that.
I don't know that either, but that's what he told me. So I was like, hey, I'll take it. So I came home saying,
absolutely.
Hey, Danielle, I'm trustworthy. She's all, oh, I know. Absolutely. You're very truthful and trustworthy. But the point is, going back to, but unfortunately the nation of lies comment is, truth can be painful though.
Absolutely.
You know, it can be painful. And so that's why I think, like, when I ducked my head out of the news for 2.5 weeks this year, gosh, I was like, oh, no wonder why Tammy's so happy. It's just so peaceful. It's like, oh, I can focus on, but anyway, I thought it'd be fun to just talk about, truth or seeking of it. And in the news the other day, I saw that it's fascinating to me. What I love about this country, and I'll tie it to money and finances. So I talked about details, and just as a heads up, I am really going to dive into details over the next few months, and it's going to get very, very into the weeds. I was talking to my producer, Tammy. He wants me to get into the weeds. My audience appears that they're craving for me to get more in the weeds.
Sure.
And so I am going, we'll see what happens. I hope you get to see how this brain works, and hopefully it'll be helpful to everyone listening to the show. Some of this stuff might be a little difficult to follow with our ears, as opposed to eyes and ears. But I might mix in some videos and stuff like that as well.
Yeah. Well, we can beg people now, people listening, know that that's coming. And when Ken does an episode where I am absent, that might clue you in that he's going to go into the weeds. And then just, it would be great to have people give you some feedback and let you know what they thought about it. Yay or nay.
I think that's great. And I can tell you, for next week's episode, you don't get to bow out of this one. You're going to be a part of it. So I'm going to have a great guest. And I called him the other day because I was asking about, wanted to understand a few details and get to the truth through details and math on some of the terminology that's being used on these home loans.
Okay.
So I said, hey, clear it with your bosses, because it's a very regulated, these industries are also regulated. But I want to dive into very detailed specifics. We're going to get in the weeds. We're going to go line by line, Tammy. And you get to be an awesome co-host with it. He's a great personality, but we're going to go line by line on new home loan applications, house refi applications. And I want everyone to hear every single detail and what this all means. And I think it's going to create a lot of value for listeners. I think it's going to create a lot of value for people who are first time home buyers going through the 30-year fixed or 15-year fixed, whatever, mortgage process. And I think it'll create a lot of value, and we're going to get in the weeds. And so it'll be good. That'll be exciting.
Okay. I'll just have a big old huge cup of coffee.
Yeah. You'll probably be silent most of the time listening, which is great. It's fine. But you always have clever comments and always see things in a way I don't. And I love it when you'll kick in, but it'll be great. So it'll be fun. So the truth part, and I pulled myself away from what I was about to say. So the nation of lies comment, truth, why I love math so much, because math is truth to me. It's just, it's so nice. Like, I really struggled with the English language, still do, as I re-listen. I hear my podcast once in a while, just like, I want to go over a talk. I was like, wow, what was I talking about? So I'll go back, listen to it. It's like, yeah, I probably still should be studying the English language and how to enunciate at times. But what I loved about math, I love about math, is it's just truth. I mean, you just know at a very simplistic level, 2 + 2 = 4. When I go to the news, and I saw the news last night, and what's fascinating to me, one of the freest nations in the world, we're the freest nations in the world. I would argue maybe not on the business side as much anymore because of all the rules and regs, but still pretty free nation and the free enterprise and the ability to just get after it. I mean, that's what's so powerful about the American dream is that whatever is important to you, there's very few hurdles in your way. I mean, there's more with more laws that get created. And there's a fair amount when you try to open up a business and run it, but still you can get after it. And so I was just like, and we'll see how this all plays out. But the social media like Facebook, Twitter, I have this love-hate relationship for them because I think you can see such incredible ideas and thoughts and YouTube, by the way, you can learn so much from all those different mediums. It's incredible, all the knowledge out there and all this content that's being shared. I watch YouTube all the time because I'm a big like do-it-yourself guy. I'm an engineer and I want to see all these different techniques. I want to see how they're applying everything. It's amazing the amount of knowledge out there. And I love that none of it's filtered or wasn't filtered. Now, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, who have created billions for themselves and millions for their people all around them. I mean, they've created so much wealth for people and such as free exchange of ideas. Another thing I hate about Facebook and I very rarely am I on is it's just the nastiness too, but it's not filtered. So that can happen. And that's just, you know, people lie and people put stuff up, but it was just never filtered. And now seeing that they're censoring so much content in the freest nation in the world, it's going to be very interesting to see solutions that come out in the future. And so from an investment angle, I think when you see some of these companies, I am predicting, what do I know? I shouldn't say that. I know a fair amount. Every day I feel like I know nothing. At the same time, I'm aware I know a lot.
And when you
and I'm craving to learn more and more.
When you make predictions, you're usually right.
Well, yeah, I play it safe. I know what the stock market's going to do tomorrow. So I play it safe. But I'll tell you, we've talked about me in a previous episode. I was way wrong. In my own little world, this summer, I thought for sure when this pandemic hit that everyone was going to cling to their money. Now, I know savings has gone up substantially, but a lot of people spent a lot of money. I mean, whether it was because of money being sent to, if it was through the unemployment where people get over 1,000 a week when they're used to 400 in unemployment, I mean, a lot were getting paid more not to go back to work.
I know.
And so there's some unintended consequences with that, but I understand it. I mean, the government, hats off to them, recognize, hey, we're not letting people work. We're taking away their earned income. We got to get them something so that they can live, right? Well, some of them got way more than something. And I've never seen more new cars out there.
I know.
Trailer RV sales were through the roof. It was like record highs. The
boats.
Oh, just everything. Oh my gosh, the sand rails, or not sand rails, UTVs, the side-by-sides. I mean, just that's kind of like the new boat. Everyone's out. I mean, they're all gone. I thought I was going to get some steals. I saw like a really nice brand new motorcycle. I think I talked about in one of the episodes. I'm like, oh yeah, he probably got a sweetheart deal. Probably did until all this money started flowing, free money from the government. And it's like free, but not so free because they took away a lot of these people's ability to go work.
Right.
And I'm not saying right or wrong on that. I'm staying away from that one. but that's what they thought, you know, it appears it was in the best interest of our country is to keep people from working and stay at home. But I thought for sure everyone was like, gosh, man, what do we need to do? I'm here preaching. We got to create more and more liquidity. A lot of my clients have done that, which has created a lot of peace of mind, a lot of certainty and a lot of options. Still, people have the get out of jail free card by the end of this year. It's like, you got a lot of money sitting in your 401k. You got a lot of money sitting in your IRA and you're a little nervous what might happen to the market and you need that money. You have the ability for most situations to take $100,000 out and then pay back those income tax consequences over the next 3 years or stuff it back in if you qualify under those rules. And I call it a get out of jail free card because, I mean, crap, if you're 30, 40, and you can't attach that money to your 60, what an incredible way to enjoy the use of your money today and then position it in a way, A, maybe insulate it for whatever is coming to us from the stock market, but then position it into other areas. Oh, and real estate, Northern Nevada, through the roof. Through the roof. It is so expensive to buy a house now. in the Reno Tahoe area. Tahoe Records, Reno Records. But I predicted the RV thing wrong. I thought a lot of people were going to save money and not spend it. So I was wrong on that one, Tammy. But thank you for saying I'm pretty accurate on predictions. And I don't even know what the prediction I was about to make. You just got me out of potentially being wrong.
Sorry.
You're supposed to keep me on the beach.
I don't remember either.
You're supposed to keep me on the beach. So
I'm not good at that. I think we've determined that.
Yeah. So maybe it'll kick back in, but talking about truth. Oh, here's the prediction. There's a lot of brilliant minds created in people around them, right? I mean, Apple, phenomenal. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, it's phenomenal. I never even paid attention to Twitter ever before. I mean, I had something on that marketing people put out there, just letting people know about the podcast. But I was like, man, this is incredible news. I love some of these minds and what they're putting out. So I could follow, follow the governor in California, follow the governor in Nevada, follow the president, follow all the, different minds in engineering and science, et cetera. And just to see what's going on, it's like, this is great. I can get all these little snippets so fast. And Twitter's been around forever. But now they're all censoring what made it so great.
Right.
I'm like, what are you guys doing? Something comes out that they don't align with politics-wise or with COVID or whatever. I don't know what's happening. And so I'm predicting a huge chasm in this industry. And it could be phenomenal investment opportunities down the road. Could be, I'll emphasize could. But I think there's some other platform. I think some new things are going to be created by this censoring that's occurring. To me, it infuriates me that they would do that. They own it, it's their company. I guess they have the right to do it, I guess. I haven't really dove into those legal details. But I think just from... it's killing what made it so great. I so admire, I so enjoy, I don't have time for 3 hours, but I'll get little snippets here and there. I so admire Joe Rogan's podcast. I so admire what a phenomenal host he is and how he just lets, and I have not, I don't watch all his episodes, but when I have time, I'll try to get into a few each week. And I last about 15, 20 minutes. I mean, these guys go for hours. I was like, my gosh, man, who listens to these podcasts for 3 hours? They're probably all retired, right? Or got financial freedom or passive income or just aren't working at their job. I don't know. Or why they're driving from place to place. I mean, my commute to my office is 5 minutes, so I don't have much time for that. But I like listening to the variety of guests that come on and thinking from all different directions. I think he's just a great interviewing and very open on all sides. And I thought it was a brilliant move when YouTube censored him that he went to Spotify. It's brilliant. And it's like so encouraging. And I pray Spotify embraces the model of just letting people, that's what makes the podcast world so incredible, is that we're not limited to what we talk about. We can say whatever we want. Now, me being in the financial industry, I can only say and do so much because there's regulations on me and what I do in my company being an investment advisor. It's so great. And I think from an investment standpoint, in to start watching and watching what emerges, but I think there's going to be some really interesting solutions to what has now become a problem with Facebook and Twitter. I really don't think that's what made their platforms so great. Is everyone right or wrong could speak their minds. They might be lying. They not be truthful. I mean, I don't pay attention to Facebook. My wife will show me stuff. It's like almost like people have these dual lives. We know what their real life is like, but then they put this stuff out there. Like it's amazing, like a completely different person. And it's like, let anyone have their fantasies and stories, but they can do whatever they want.
Right.
That's what made it so cool. It's also what made it suck too, because gosh, it's amazing how very hard most time I have found for a human being to be as rude to you in person as and less hard on a phone, less hard via email, and way less hard through these type of social media. And then you see this argumentation that starts occurring, and boys, it goes sideways fast. And it's just like, oh, shouldn't have gotten into that. I won't participate. And so anyway, I think there's going to be some interesting solutions. I don't know what it is. I don't know what company is, but I think it'll be really fun watching out on the radar to see what emerges over the next few months. Because I have a strong feeling, I could be wrong, but I have a strong feeling that most of the people in this country don't want information limited from them. I would argue that maybe we're not, I don't want to necessarily say a nation of lies, because I just don't like that idea or concept. I understand that truth can be painful sometimes, and it's easier for us to stick our head in the sand, right? That's why budgeting is such a horrible word, because that could sound like, well, that just means I can't, I can't tell you how many people were afraid to see me because they're afraid I'm going to say, you can't go buy that car. You can't go on that trip, because they think that I'm going to, but I understand why they think that, but that's not my role. My role, at least how I operate my company and how I work with people, is to educate on money, educate on different concepts, help create financial strategies that work for them, have them create their own rules, and then help guide them to live within them. Does that make?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Make better decisions on their own.
Yeah. But I'm not going to say, it was great. And I'm sure she'll hear this episode. It makes my day. And I'm in this industry because I love my clients and I love what I do. And I'm very selective of who I represent. Didn't start off that way 10 years ago. But I love lifelong relationships. And so on a Saturday, when I get, also my cell phone's getting lit up, I think it was Saturday, of this beautiful remodel that a client did on her home. And it was by using the bank of Soros, right? Mm-hmm. Taking advantage of the cash built into that bad boy and using it and leveraging that into a remodel. And it just created so much more, it bumped up the value of the house substantially, something that the family is going to get to enjoy and use more. And so seeing the before and after pictures, so I get lit up with all these pictures. Early Saturday morning, I'm having my coffee. She's East Coast, so I'm getting this, 3 hours early. So it's probably 6-7 in the morning. And it just absolutely made my weekend getting to see, like those type of relationships, their financial strategies. And so I didn't say you can't have a kitchen. I helped show how you get to, they built a beautiful kitchen now on their remodel. And so it just made my day when I get stuff like that. The truth thing in investments and companies, I think there's going to be some really interesting solutions to Twitter, to Facebook, and to any other social media outlet out there that is censoring free thought and speech. That's my prediction. So it'll be interesting. We'll see what happens. And then tie it just to truth. I'm just craving it. And yeah, a lot of people lie and a lot of people put stuff out there. Someone lies to me, they're done. It's like the whole relationship's dead to me, because I want to have valuable relationships. I want to live a full life. And to me, when people tell stories and have to embellish them, don't even tell a story. It's not worth it. When people have to lie about a situation, what's the point? I'm craving truth. And that's the part that, it's hard to ciphering through it, but I think it's a big mistake for these companies to go this route and try to, it's too hard. Central planning is too hard. The Federal Reserve is proving that right now in a big way. And I think we're going to see it with the stock market next few months on how it behaves. Central planning is too difficult. It's too hard on the governor of Nevada, the governor of California, what I see here locally, to try to do that kind of central planning across a huge amount of population, a big area of state. It's too difficult. And to have employees or whatever is working, different algorithms, AI, filtering what people can say, what gets blocked, what doesn't, destroys what made it so special. So
absolutely.
I think we're going to have some interesting solutions.
Yeah. And in fact, I was just talking to a client earlier today about this exact same thing, because he was noticing the same censorship. And he mentioned a couple of, and I apologize, I don't remember what they are, but he mentioned a couple that are starting. I can't remember any names right now, but somebody who started his own thing because he got shut down on YouTube. He got a bunch of money, fundraised or whatever from his followers a bunch of money, and he was able to start his own thing, his own server, everything else.
I can't remember what the term is. What, deplatform? I don't know what the term is. I don't. I'm not a YouTube. I'm not a YouTube expert. I had my daughter, my wife, explain it to me. I go on. I just love the content, but everything else behind the scenes, I lose tolerance for it. That's where I don't like going in the details on those pieces. But yeah, I think there's going to be some really interesting solutions. I think it's a mistake. I think it's what's killing what they made that was so special. And I, so that's kind of, people want to start like the true form of investing, not necessarily from a trading perspective, but on the stock market or grassroots level, something local. You see some of these startup outfits that you'll see that angel investors get involved with. You might see some really neat, neat opportunities in your community. Incubators is the term. You know, I look forward to this pandemic finally being over with and we getting back to normal. And I don't like the term new normal. I want to be back to normal. And I don't see any reason that we cannot, over time, we can't get back to normal. It's my opinion. So, but you have these incubators. And so there's really neat investment opportunities on the stock market, outside the stock market, where you see some really creative ideas. It's exactly how Amazon started, right? Out of a garage, where you have the opportunity to invest in something you absolutely believe in, that, and also, you know, you're pretty confident it's going to work. That could be a solution to what's occurring now with these giants in the social media industry, which, by the way, they're really begging for regulation. Now watching, I wish I could remember all these names, but I can't remember his name. Zuckerberg, if I pronounce his name right, but the Facebook, one of the Facebook founders, I was watching him asking for regulation from the federal government a couple years ago, wanting regulation in social media. Now, I know we only have a few more minutes left. Why do you think he would want his own company? Why would he want his own industry regulated? What do you think the end game is there?
That is interesting. Sustainability, maybe?
I think it's an incredibly bad idea to have too much regulation or regulation in many ways, because it is a huge barrier to entry. For example, in the financial industry, real estate, anything in the financial industry, there's an incredible amount of regulations. So in one area, it's good because obviously people go through that work, some education and the licensing, they obviously comply with law and are going to do what they're supposed to do to be in that industry, right? The problem is when it gets too laborious and too expensive, it wipes out new little guys trying to get in the industry. Facebook is a monster. They had the economy of scale that they could have, I mean, hundreds of people dealing, I mean, to be extreme, dealing with the regulation piece and handling all those regulations. But what if you have this next little Amazon that wants to emerge in the social media platform out of their garage? So I'm hoping to see some really interesting solutions, some really interesting competition. That's what makes the capitalism and free enterprise so spectacular, is that if you start taking your clients for granted, they're going to seek a better solution.
Absolutely.
Your best new client is your existing client. I never understood the thinking when I got in this industry, like they want more numbers, more numbers, more numbers, more clients. I was like, why don't you guys just change that model around? I've never understood like the telephone companies, the satellite companies. I was like, why do you treat my neighbor who just formed a relationship with you?
Right.
Why do you give them the 50% off and then sting me who's been with you for 15, 20 years?
Exactly.
Your model is backward, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't reward the loyalty.
Yeah, why don't you just like embrace the clients and treat them better than the new ones? I mean, that's lifelong relationships.
Yeah.
So I hit a whole bunch of topics today, but the main one was about truth. But essentially it's like details, and with details, you get truth. Math is truth. And I crave it. You got to filter through a lot of garbage on the internet, but don't filter it, please, guys. Stop it, because a big warning and prediction is I think there are going to be some really creative solutions that could be very powerful for people to invest in that are going to emerge.
Right.
I mean, something else existed before Facebook. Can't remember what it was called. And something before Facebook, before that existed. And, but they got complacent. A better game came into town. And I think if those platforms take for granted all the people that are participating, and you don't think they're going to switch somewhere else? I think most people are craving knowledge and truth and want to know, or at least have it out there so it's readily available for them to look at or not.
Yep.
And then decipher for themselves what's real or not real.
Right. Freedom.
That's freedom. Can be a little messy sometimes, but that's freedom.
Yeah.
Give me the freedom to make the right choices and make the wrong choices.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, that's it. That is it. Everyone listening. Oh, what are you going
to
say?
I just think it's interesting how we started with the guy that you talked to from India, who's having you, right? Who wanted to interview you for an hour and a half. And he told you that your birth sign, whatever, is all about integrity.
Truth, trustworthy. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They go hand in hand, and your whole thing is about seeking the truth, and it is truth for trust. That's the combination.
Yeah.
And you have it.
Thank you. Yeah. Sometimes people don't like hearing truth from me, but that's okay. So
they're not your people.
So, and I was just going to say, thank you, Tammy. Thank you. Everyone listens to the show. If you want more information, or you'd like to get a part of my newsletter, please go to my website or just talk to me for a few minutes. Ask me questions. I love helping. I can't tell you how many times people listen to the show or reach out that I just enjoy. Might not be the right fit, but I sure have helped. I know it, or at least point me in the right direction. It's just a 5, 10, 15 minute conversation. See what I can do to help you take the next step, improve your finances. It's like, it's really, once I just have found, once you get the education, once you get shown or asked a question that wasn't presented before, it's easy for you to start coming with your own solutions, creating what works for you so that you can have a lot more use and enjoyment of your money today and create the potential for a way wealthier tomorrow. So go to my website, engineerofinance.com. If you're a credit investor, you can see if you want to qualify for my Green Machine Investor Club. There's a button to set up a time so I can interview and we can talk. And I think that's it for now. And so I have a lot more exciting things to come for the rest of this year. I've been craving to make an announcement on something we're going to talk about a month or so ago. It's just things take time. Deadlines are fun. So, but I guess that's it. Thank you, Tammy B. Thank you, everyone. And I look forward to next week's episode where we're going to do a deep dive into home loans. Yay. So, but it'll be fun. I'm telling you, you want to know the details on that one because boy, are there a lot of ways the mortgage company plays games to get at your money.
Yep.
To get at your money. So that's it. Thank you, everyone. I look forward to next week's episode.
Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.